The following text is being read by an artificial voice. Please keep in mind that this is not the actual voice of the original speaker. The words were transcribed by Trevor through a spirit-inspired connection for the purpose of communication with the spokesperson in the spirit world. Trevor is an evidential medium, writer, and content creator. To subscribe to Trevor's written work, visit theinspiredspirit.co.uk. For just £3.50 every month, you'll get full access to all of the publications, including all of these words from spirit-inspired writing sessions and a copy of the original notes files as a PDF. Plus, you'll also be invited to join the exclusive WhatsApp group. Visit theinspiredspirit.co.uk, and the inspired spirit is all one word. This session was written on Wednesday, the 12th of July 2023 at 2 a.m.
Hello again. With it being your birthday earlier this day, you've given some thought to the passing of time. Here you are after 65 of your years on Earth, yet you maintain some memories of when you were only 10. What has grown in that time? Obviously your body has and is aging with it. But your mind? Is your mind filled with all the experiences of that varied life you've passed through? Do you believe you've had the free will to make the right choices at every junction, every moment, every opportunity? I'm not going to answer that question. It is one you must decide. The only suggestion I might add to the mix is, if you truly had free will in all of your choices, why or what reasons have you for sometimes making the wrong choices? If your path was entirely of your own free will, why would important decisions be left for an immature mind to make? I don't mean that offensively, but you've often admitted that you were a late maturer, as are many other people. Can you therefore be held entirely responsible for making bad or wrong errors in your life if you didn't have the wisdom, experience, or intelligence to do so at the time? You see what I'm saying to you? This might be considered as evidence to consider that perhaps your life wasn't one where you entirely had free will to make the decisions, particularly the right ones. You're turning to a ripe age now, and your life is not yet over on Earth. It would appear that the important education has only happened in the past 20 years, don't you think? If you could relive the years again from before that point, based on your current mind, how many wrong decisions might you make the second time? I like to think of life's experiences as the colors of your personality. Your life's colors reflect who you are now and somewhat to where you are heading. Before I leave you to rest, can I compliment you on using that singing bowl for your healing tonight? It was wonderful and the resonance was felt here too. This will enhance your healing and I'm glad you've taken to it. You've come to realize that this new tool has synchronized with the book you're reading about Sound for Healing. Remember, there are no coincidences in your life choices now. You are very much in aligning with the desires of your spirit needs. It's time to rest now, my dear friend. Tomorrow you'll be richer than you are today in more ways than you could imagine. Good night.
This presentation was created and produced by Trevor Baldwin. To contribute towards the funding of this project, please go to paypal.me/spiritedtalk. That's paypal.me/spiritedtalk, and Spirited Talk is all one word. Thank you for your support.